All right. Take me out to the ball game being played here at New Munich. Kind of fun to listen to and watch the fans get into it.
Yeah.
Here's Nathan Beyer leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Regal Eagles. They hold a 4-3 lead over El Rosa. Ball one, and now the pitch high to Nathan Beyer in 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. It'll be Beyer, Blake Karsh, and Josh Beyer. Facing Austin Hadley, and that one's going to go right back here to the press box.
There, we finally got one, Randy.
I love it. That was right there. We'll have to talk to Nathan a little while. Oh, man. As Beyer slices another one, foul.
That one crashed.
The count at 2-2. Everybody's okay.
Might have to go home and change later, but that one was coming.
I think that hit right off the front here.
Yeah, that was really close.
I seen it. Just
three balls, two strikes to Nathan Beyer. And here's Hadley's pitch. Strike three called, and Beyer gets caught looking. Hadley gets the strikeout. Austin Hadley, his first strikeout in relief. Here comes Blake Karsh. Blake swinging a hot bat this game, 3-for-3 in this ball game, 3 singles. And takes high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes.
I'll sit this way a little bit.
You still could get a ricochet, you know.
Yeah,
that could have easily ricocheted.
It could have hit you.
It could have hit me, yeah. And Carr swings and misses strike one, two balls, one strike.
You never know how fast the foul ball is coming until it's right by your nose here.
Two, one the count, one out. Our swings and misses strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Austin Hadley's pitch on the outside corner, strike three, and Karsh gets caught looking.
Wow.
Austin Hadley hitting this spot.
Well, pitcher's going at it right here right now, aren't they?
Josh Beyer to the plate.
Where did that ball go after it hit this year? Did it ricochet to the... I think it went by over here, didn't it?
I don't even know. Josh Beyer takes high for a ball, 1-0.
If I had come up here, I think that would have been a souvenir, right?
That's right. 1-0 the count as Beyer takes high for ball in 2-0. More followers on Twitter right now. We got Kyle Buddy listening to the ball game, Kyle says, with his teammates from Richmond. Also following us on Twitter, Mitchell Hansen is following us. Pitches high and over the head of Josh Beyer. Mitchell, Cold Spring native, gets to follow the Minnesota Lynx, beat writer for the Lynx. Three balls, one strike. Josh Beyer, two outs. Hadley's pitch, and on the inside corner, strike two, the count full, 3-2.
Two of those today where they turned their back and the curveball breaks in there for a strike. And
Our angle, we're set off to the left side of home plate yet, so as Beyer rips this to left field, Imdick is not going to get this. It hits the base of the fence. Josh Beyer legging it out. Here comes the throw to second, and in time, no, he dropped the ball. Dropped the ball, Schmidt did. Otherwise, Josh Beyer's out at second. Wow. That was a strong throw by Austin Imdick.
Wow. Arm is still warm yet, isn't it?
Pitching. Give him a double. Josh Beyer with the double. A two-out double for the Regal Eagles, and here is the catcher now. Alex Wozniak into the game. And Wozniak will take a strike called, 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Hadley's pitch, and a breaking ball for strike two to Wozniak.
Kind of trying to wear that curveball on the inside corner, aren't they? They get their shoulder turned a little bit, get some base runners going here.
The ball's two strikes. But kick the pitch. Wozniak throws it past Kiefler into left field. They're going to send Josh Beyer. Nope, they're going to hold on as Timmy Beyer holds him up, and that was a rocket from Austin Imdick in left field. I think Beyer would have been out by 15, 20 feet.
I think so. That throw was right on the button.
Just looking at some attendance from Region 7C. In Region 7C, their attendance for their tournament so far is 2,614.
Wow.
So Region 7C, that includes the Blaine Tigers, or the Belle Plaine Tigers, they are drawing some baseball fans in Region 7C, I guess. Challenging Region 15C, of course. So their record of 2,707 is within reach for tomorrow. Here's Austin Campson at the plate. First pitch of ball to Campson. Now a strike and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. This region needs 537 tomorrow to break last year's attendance record. Taking off and going to second base will be the Regal Eagles. Pinch runner for, or was that Wozniak? That was Wozniak.
That was Wozniak.
Yep, Wozniak just took off and went to second.
I think they revised that attendance last year.
I agree. Here's Campson with the count of 1-2. A swing and a miss. He's out on strikes, and that will end the threat for Regal here in the seventh. They leave a couple stranded. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on base. Seven in the books. It's Regal 4 and a Rosa 3. More baseball to come in 1 minute here on KAFM.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
If you're looking for good home cooking, then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a new lunch special served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Stop by the Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 till 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546, and she'll find a date that fits your event. Sportsman's Den Lake Henry says mark your calendar for the Shaw Band on November 18th from 9 till 1.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Let's go to the top of the eighth inning here in New Munich. Cody Eichers, James Kiefler, facing Colin Richards. And the first pitch to Cody Eichers, the strike called. 1-1 to Cody. Cody so far today has picked up one hit and three at-bats, 1-for-3, and a swing and a miss against Richards, strike two. Colin Richards, 14 strikeouts, 4 walks. He's given up 4 hits and 3 runs. Eichers lays off the pitch outside and the count at 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1-2. Richards pitch. Eichers ground ball to short. Takes a nice hop for Josh Beyer. He'll throw, or Jordan Beyer. and he'll throw it across the diamond, 6-3 in the putout.
I'm adding for the fifth, third base, number 15, James Kiegler.
So with one out, here's James Kiegler, and James is having a good ball game, 2-for-3, a double, a home run, 2 runs scored. He's 2-for-3 in this one.
Good ball players.
Swing by Kiegler, strike one. There's strike two, 0-2. The ball's 2 strikes to Kiegler. Richards pitch, that bounces away from James in 1-2. Ethan Boat on deck. 1-2. One out, nobody on. Pitch just a little bit low as Richards really hit his spot. I think his catcher set him up down low. And 2-2. And a swing and a miss. Kiegler out on strikes. You know, it's been a few years in regional play since we can say a pitcher's had 15 strikeouts in a game.
I don't remember.
Andy Bauer maybe back in the day when he was pitching over in St. Martin one night. Andy Bauer came in and had 17 or 18 strikeouts that night, I believe. Andy Bauer did, yes. As Ethan Vogt takes a ball low.
He doesn't look like he's tiring either.
One ball, 1 strike. No, not at all. 2 outs. We'll have to bring in Kirby Hemish at some point and get a clarification on that, but Bauer did have a pile of strikeouts that night. 2-1.
17 rings a bell to me, too.
Richards breaking ball. Boat slaps it on the mound, or slaps it to the mound. Richards picks it up, throws to first. 1-3 in the putout, and that'll do it for El Rosa here in the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We've played 7.5. It's Regal 4, El Rosa 3. More baseball coming up in 1 minute.
Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, on site at the New Munich and Farming Fields, and things are looking great. Just like our refuse and recycling services, which we have offered as a local family-owned company for over 38 years, baseball is a great tradition for Stearns County. Now that Becker Sanitation has sold out to Waste Management, a Houston, Texas company, call West Central Sanitation to hit your home run at 1-800-246-7630.
Life moves at incredible speed, and when the unthinkable happens and an accident occurs, you need to be able to trust that tomorrow will be a better day. If you find yourself responsible for someone else's injury or property damage, Grinnell Mutual's umbrella coverage can provide additional liability protection that goes beyond your auto, home, and watercraft policies. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein and their staff of local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow's property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, we're back here in New Munich. Sam Haynes will pinch hit for the Regal Eagles here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 4-3, Regal leading El Rosa. This is setting up for a dandy finish, Donald.
It sure is. I just talked to Andy Bauer, and you asked the question of most strikeouts in a region game. He has already had 16.
16?
And he had 18.
Okay.
And 18.
18, that was, I know in that, when St. Martin.
I think it was against New London, he said.
Okay.
New London, or he had a 16 against El Rosa, he wasn't sure.
But I know it was in St. Martin, a Saturday night ball game when we came from Richmond, and St. Martin was the field with lights for Richmond's last regions. We've got a pinch hitter, Sam Haynes, in the plate, and Sam takes 3 straight from Austin Hadley, and he's down on strikes. Sam was pinch hitting for Shane Rademacher here in the eighth inning. Austin Hadley has got stronger and stronger and stronger since he came on in relief. And Jordan Beyer lofts this to center field. Kevin Kiegler-Hartley has to move. makes the catch for the second out. Two outs in the eighth. Again, our rosary will be coming up after our game's broadcast tonight here on KASM. Scott Stevens will take you through the rest of our evening. Here's Nathan Meyer, and Nathan at the plate. The first pitch, a ball, 1-0.
Wait for Nathan to launch one here.
He's due. 4-3 our score, bottom of the eighth, Regal leading. Meyer takes inside a ball, and 2-0. Tomorrow morning, Travis Raumacher will be in for Cy Funnenstein. Cy gets the Sunday off, a rare Sunday off for Cy. So Travis will be in tomorrow. We'll have baseball scheduled at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning here on KASM. Swing and a miss by Nathan Meyer in the count, 2-1. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. And there's a strike to Nathan Meyer, now 2-2. 2-2. 2-2 the count, 2-0. Hadley's pitch. Meyer will pop this one up, back and out of play. Goes over the press box here. Count 2-2.
At least that one was high enough.
I can't believe how close that line drive got to it.
Ooh,
that was right there. Inches away. Here's Ethan Boat chasing a pop-up down the right field line, and now Matt Schmitz follows up, and Matt can't hang on to as it bounces out of his glove. That went up in the air, and Matt took a dive. I thought he was going to catch it in the second hop.
Yeah, second try there. He almost had. I think he did have it for a little bit.
Yeah. 2-2 the count. Most other regional games are completed. I know down in Granite Falls, it'll be Kimball and Raymond tonight at about 7:30 down in Granite Falls. Otherwise, a lot of our other regional games are wrapped up. This one is close. Clear Lake and Mora will start at 7 o'clock. Here's Nathan Meyer. Donald, did you make the call? Long drive to center field. Kevin Kiefler can't catch up to it. Meyer will stroll into second base with a stand-up double.
Just about.
Boy, deep part of the park.
Yes, he did.
About 360 feet away. Two-out double for Meyer. Brings the designated hitter, Tyler Keeman, to the plate. Tyler Keeman, this is his second at-bat since coming in. In the DH role for Chris Beyer.
That's a big run out there if they could get that in for Regal.
Two outs. Meyer leads from second. Hadley's pitch right down the middle. Strike one to Keeman. Keeman ready at the plate. Hadley kicks and delivers, and Keeman will pop this one up down the right field line. Again, foul. Bounce against the side fence, and the count 0-2 to Tyler Keeman.
Tyler is batting for Chris Beyer, is that correct?
Yep, his second at bat already.
Okay.
He went into pinch run for Chris.
He stayed as a DH.
Stayed in that DH spot. Oh, 2 the count, 2 up. Here's Hadley's pitch, and Keeman stays alive as he follows it to the screen. Of course, Tyler's dad, Dave Keeman, part of the Regal State Championships.
See him sitting over here in the bleachers.
The ball's 2 strikes. The wind has died down substantially now.
Yeah.
Keeman will take strike 3 called, and that'll do it. For Regal in the eighth, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. After eight, Regal 4, El Rosa 3. We make our way to the ninth. We're back in a minute.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Want more protection for your diesel equipment? Upgrade to Maxtron Enviro Edge, full synthetic diesel engine oil from Senex. It's so advanced, it delivers up to 44% better wear protection. In fact, it's proven to extend engine life, oil drains, and mileage. And those are three bottom line benefits no fleet should pass up in today's economy.
Hi, this is Jason Landon, CHS Certified Energy Specialist. Make a change for the better. Try Senex Maxtron Enviro Edge and your fleet. CHS Prairie Lakes, agronomy, energy, and grain marketing.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Colin Richards gets the ball to start the ninth inning, and Austin Hadley leads it off in the first pitch to Austin. High for a ball, 1-0. Austin 0 for 3 against Colin here in this ball game. It'll be Hadley, Kevin Kiefler, A.J. Hadley. And Richards pitches low, and 2-0 now to Austin Hadley. 4-3 our score. Top of the ninth. And on the inside corner, a strike call to Austin Hadley, and two balls and one strike. 2-1. Richards delivers. Hadley follows this one back and over our heads, and the count 2-2. The count. Big curveball. Hadley beats it on the ground to second. Josh Beyer bobbles once, picks it up, throws to first. In time to get Austin Hadley, 4-3 in the putout. Brings Kevin Kiefler to the plate.
This Colin Richards is fun to watch, isn't he, Randy?
Really is. Really is.
Puts himself in a little trouble with this. Seems like he backs himself up a little bit and gets back into rhythm.
Here's Kevin Kiefler. Pitch bouncing up to the plate. 1-0 the count to Kiefler. One ball, no strikes. Colin Richards kicks and delivers, and the pitch high to Kiefler, and 2-0. 2-0 the count. One out, nobody on for El Rosa here in the top of the ninth inning. Richards' pitch, there's a strike call, and 2-1.
Smart pitcher. Throws that fastball a little hard, doesn't throw it for a strike. What he does then is he backs it off a little bit and just tries to get his control back, and it's working.
I'm seeing that too, and that you mentioned that. There's a swing and a miss by Kevin, and the count at 2-2.
Sometimes it isn't as hard as you throw. It's where you put it. So,
balls, two strikes. Kiefler will pop this one up over in foul territory. This is going to go back and out of play. And the count at 2-2.
Almost a pot shot.
Very close. Two balls, two strikes. Kiefler on the afternoon, 1-for-3. Colin Richards kicks and delivers. Kiefler taps it slowly on the ground to Meyer at third. Nathan up with it over to first. 5-3 on the putout. Two outs for the Saints. And it'll bring up manager A.J. Hadley. A.J. 0-for-3 today. A.J. He's the first pitch from Richards. Strike one. 1-0 the count. Actually, one strike the count, 0-1. Hadley takes a little bit low and inside in the count, 1-1. It's getting a little darker here, Don.
Well, it is 7 o'clock.
That's true.
Two.
One ball, one strike. And Hadley will follow the back and out of play. And the count at 1-2, exactly 7 o'clock. you must know by the position of the sun.
I did. Yeah. I said it was gone, so.
One ball, two strikes. Richards pitch. Adley ground ball to second. Beyer up with it. Over to first. 4-3 on the putout. That will do it. As the Rosa Saints go 1-2-3 in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Your final score today, it was Regal 4, El Rosa 3. El Rosa, the number 4 seed. Regal will take on St. Martin tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock right here in Munich. We'll be back in a minute to wrap this one up.
The State Bank of Richmond is proud to be a part of the community and continues to offer their existing and new customers specialized services such as home, business, and commercial loans. If you have a dream home in mind, an expansion of your farm, or are starting up a new business, give the loan experts a call at the State Bank of Richmond. Phone 320-597-2145. That's 320-597-2145. Or stop by and visit with them, the State Bank of Richmond. Located on Main Street, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
It's a Minnesota tradition. Now coming from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio. Powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM all day and night.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
We're back at region headquarters in Munich. Our game has gone final this afternoon as the Regal Eagles defeat El Rosa 4-3. 4-3 here. And Don Heinen, our line scores for the ball game.
For El Rosa Saints, they had 3 runs on 4 hits. They committed 2 errors, left 5 left on base. For Regal, 4 runs, 13 hits, no errors. They left 12 men stranded.
Winning pitcher Colin Richards, he goes the distance, striking out 15 today. Walking 4, giving up the 4 hits and 3 runs, and nice outing for the right-hander Colin Richards.
That's a lot of strikeouts in the ballgame.
The loss will be handed today to Austin Imdick as the Regal Eagles got on top, getting a few runs off Austin Imdick. Austin Hadley pitched well in relief today as he did not give up a run in relief.
No, he did well. I tell you what, the pitching was great today. Colin Richards was fun to watch, checking out 15.
And the Eagles hit the ball.
Oh, my, 13 hits. Committed one error only. No errors, actually. They got one on the board. I don't have one for them, but I don't remember where it was.
Yeah. For Regal, you said?
For Regal, yeah.
Yeah. They had an error back in the first inning already.
Okay.
Throwing error by the pitcher that allowed Mittendorf to go
first.
That's
right, yeah. Okay. Thanks, Ren.
But yeah, just an all-out great ball game for Regal, and another great matchup between these two teams who are just, they're going to be known here in this Region 15C for playing just excellent ball games.
Now it's a rival between Regal and El Rosa.
Yeah, it was last year. This year.
Championship game, and this year on a Friday night, El Rosa beats them 3-2. On a walk-off, and today it's a 4-3 ball game. So great ball games by these two teams. They play each other well.
You bet they do. So tomorrow we got ball games set at 11 and 1:30.
St. Martin and Regal will start it out tomorrow, and the winner of that game will play Lake Henry for the championship of the Region 15C tournament. And actually, right now, El Rosa is the number 4 seed, and the loser of that St. Martin Regal game tomorrow will be the 3 seed. Then they'll determine the 1-2 seed with that championship bracket.
All right. We want to thank our Region 15C sponsors. We also want to recognize our player of the game today. And, Don, I'm going to give it to Blake Karsh today. Blake had 3 hits for the Regal Eagles. Really got things going in the hitting category. I know Colin Richards had a great game on the mound today, but I mean, when you get 13 hits on the mound, your team is doing something right hitting the ball today. So Blake Karsh had a good day, has had a good tournament for the Regal Eagles, and congratulations to Blake going 3-for-4 in the ball game for Regal this afternoon. He'll get the Albany and Richmond A&W $10 gift certificate. He'll also get a Chasm hat, Blake will. So congratulations to Blake Karsh on our player of the game. And we will do this again tomorrow morning. Weatherman willing.
Weatherman willing.
I know they are talking some rain, but we'll be here regardless because they're all out efforts. They'll try to get these ball games in tomorrow. That's just the way it works. And it's the way baseball rocks here in central Minnesota, and they need to get those games in.
So all we got to determine now is three seeds yet. So
right. Okay.
And I think they will be played sometime, I would imagine.
Yeah. It depends how the weather's looking tomorrow. So we're going to send it back to Scott. Scott has recorded our games again, and those games will be available online at some point next week. So just a reminder again that if you want to watch one of those ball games, you have to go to mychasm.com, click on sports, and go to the archived Region 15 seed baseball broadcast for those ball games. Beginning at some point this week, we'll have them posted up on our website. I want to thank our Region 15 C sponsors for joining us at the Greenwald Pub, Al Rosa Green and Feed, Peps Pork of Rural Spring Hill, the State Bank of Richmond, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Kutcher Excavating, Albany, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Land O'Lakes and Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Lewis Auto Body and Glass and Farming, New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports of Richmond, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin, DNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix here in the Munich, CHS of El Rosa, North American Insurance Agency over in El Rosa, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Ecker Feed Service in New Munich, Shady's Bar and Grill of New Munich, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, bringing us baseball along with West Central Sanitation and Bucky's Bar, our region sponsors. Your finals today, again, our first ball game done, 5-3. It was Regal over Meyer Grove. The second ball game had Al Rosa beating Richmond 17-5, and the final here in the nightcap, 4-3, Regal over El Rosa. I want to thank Scott back at the studios in Albany for manning the controls this afternoon. Don, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow again. Thanks to Mary Heinen for passing along some stats here in our game, throughout our game tonight, to the New Munich staff. Thank you to all of those fine folks. We're going to send it back to you, Scott, from New Munich. For Don Heinen, this is Randy Rothstein.